We all know the verse of this year for our church. Celebrate God. Celebrate God all day, every day, revel in Him. From Philippians 4:4. Based on this theme, we are going to celebrate today for the mystery and paradox of God about Trinity. God is a God of mysteries. The factors about God which we cannot fathom with our human understanding. Jesus, He praised God, for God has hidden few things from the learned and the wise. Some things are hidden by God purposefully, and some, due to our ignorance, we do not aware of the truth hidden behind the word. One of the mysteries that finds neither logical nor clear to our capacity is the Trinity. The existence and the exuberance of the Trinity is one thing we need to celebrate God. The Trinity, the doctrine of Trinity, is under attack today, perhaps than before. The doctrine of Trinity is opposed by many people. Islams, they oppose the doctrine of Trinity and accuse us of being polytheists, worshipping three gods. Poly means many, theist means God. Another group, even in the name of Jesus, they oppose the doctrine of Trinity, and they are called Jehovah's Witnesses. They accuse us as heretics because we are worshipping one God in three persons. And feminism is another group attacking the Trinity and calling us that we are believing in the Trinitarian God. So from all sides, you can see the attack coming on the Trinity. Sadly, the church is not ready or not equipped to defend against it. Many churches are not interested in preaching about the Trinity, and this has become a topic to avoid. Let us hope today, as a church, we learn about the Trinity and we ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen us and give us ability to defend ourselves on this subject of Trinity and celebrate God for His Trinitarian presence. You might have heard or experienced, most of you, I believe, with the people, those who come at your doorstep knocking, especially on Saturday morning, with a big smile. I think someone has guessed it. Jehovah's Witnesses. They come with a big smile. And we used to have a sticker on our door mentioning Jesus loves you. So once they see that, they know, they recognized who we are, and hence they would start like this. Would you mind if we could spend some time briefly with you? Usually we do not encourage. But on one day, since I had some free time and was interested to know about them, so I said, go on. And they asked me, we see the sticker, Jesus loves you. It is really good. So we can see that you believe in Jesus Christ. That's great. And then they asked, do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I replied, yes, we do believe God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And they asked me, can you show the word Trinity in your Bible? And I paused for a while, and then I asked them, what is it in your hands? And they replied, it's a Bible. And I asked them, can you show the word Bible in your Bible? They kept quiet. And I also told them, if you have some time, I can spend with you briefly showing the evidences of the existence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the Bible. They said, they are very busy. They need to go around a few more houses in this area to sow their seeds. They left. So in the first half, we are going to see the mystery and paradox of God from the Bible, particularly from the Old Testament. Jews who claimed themselves to be the monotheists, and they believe the Old Testament particularly opposes the Trinitarian concept. And they say that we Christians have developed this Trinitarian concept during the New Testament period. So we are going to take few passages from the Old Testament itself and see the existence of the God of the Trinity. And the second half, we are going to see the mystery and paradox of God in Jesus. Because we all know that all scriptures are pointing towards Jesus and the fulfillment of Trinity in Jesus. And we are going to celebrate the presence of Trinity in Jesus' life and seeing that how it is influencing in our Christian life. God is one. The Trinity says so. The Father is God, and the Son, Jesus Christ, is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. The scripture also teaches us that there is only one God. There have been many attempts that have developed illustrating the Trinity. For example, one of the illustrations is about the egg. Because in the egg, you can see the white, the shell, and the yolk. They are all parts of the egg. But individually, they do not make egg themselves. Again, people give illustration about the water, the liquid, the ice, and the water vapor. They are all forms of water. God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are not forms of something. They individually themselves are God. It is something like going and teaching to an illiterate, one, 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 or one. He would come and say, 1 + 1 + 1, yeah, I can see the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. But he cannot understand 1 multiplied by 1 multiplied by 1
is one. Recently, we had I had a lecture in Spurgeon's, and they were explaining about how to depict the Trinity. I liked sort of that illustration, and it is about God with the two hands. One is Jesus Christ, and another hand is the Holy Spirit. Salvation through Jesus Christ and sanctification by the Holy Spirit. Reasonably accepted. Basically, it is very difficult to describe the infinite God with our finite illustration. Jesus has asked us to pray, and he mentions the Trinity in there. Jesus says that, pray in spirit by the name of Jesus to God. And how do we say our grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So three in one, they are inseparable. They are together. Jesus himself has taught us. This verse in Deuteronomy, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. This is the heart of the Jewish faith. One here means one single thing. One means singular. And one means either a singular thing or a person. But a Hebrew word that has been used for that one is Ehad. Ehad is another word for one, and that means many but in harmonious. Many things are there but in one. But in one harmony, one in thought, one in mind. If you read that Deuteronomy 6:4 in Hebrew, yes is hiding there. Sema Israel Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Ehad. This Ehad, the meaning for one, many in one, it has been used way back in Genesis about the married couple. When Jesus said, when God said, the two becomes one in flesh. They are still two persons, but the flesh has become one. They are one in harmony. They are together, no more separated. They work together. So this Ehad has been mentioned in many places, especially mentioning about many in one. Some Jews, they have not noticed, but those who noticed, they were perplexed by that. When you go to the creation, we can see that God himself, he calls himself as us. We know the very familiar verse, when he created the man, he said, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Us. Our, who is he talking to? Some Jews, they say that he might have been talking with the angels. But we are not made in the image of angels. And some Jews, they say that, well, God might be, it is a plural. Plural must be like a, for a majesty. We must have heard the speech given by the Queen Elizabeth during the Christmas broadcast. The Queen mentions the word we instead of I. It is because she is representing all the kings and queens the nation had. She is representing the line of royal heritage, and she says that we as a royal line make up monarchies. That is not the case in God himself. When God does something, he is doing here with more than one. And not only in Genesis 1, even if you go through Genesis 11, it says that during the period of people constructing the Tower of Babel, he says, let us go down and see what man is doing. He is calling someone else. Let us go down. Who is that us? Who is that along with God? It is in the Hebrew as well. Jewish people have read and still reading this, but still climbing. It is only one God. There is no Trinity. And supremely, there is a verse in Isaiah chapter 6. When he was calling people for ministry, he said, whom shall we send? And who will go for us? You can see the plurality in there. And another word we see, we know the word Elohim. When we say the names of God, one of the names we use Elohim for God. And Elohim is a word appearing throughout the Old Testament. But when you go through the meaning of this word Elohim, El, it means the word for one God. Eloha is a word for two. Elohim is a word meaning for three. So they have used the word Elohim throughout the Old Testament when they were mentioning about God. So Genesis 1:1, the very first verse, should have been read like this. In the beginning, gods, Elohim, because they call that as many gods, three gods, created the heavens and the earth. You can see the plurality in God's creation himself. So not only in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament, we can see the working of Trinity in Jesus himself. One of the outstanding verse which we might have heard may not be noticed. When the Lord appeared to Abraham, he saw them three persons, three men. It says, if you read the verse, the Lord appeared before Abraham and he saw three men. Christambriano, a Greek man who used to be one of the members of the Cray Brothers gang in East London. He found God. He was in prison for 16 years. Most of the time he was in the solitary confinement. When he was in the prison, someone gave him a box of books. And he got the box and he saw one of the books and he picked up. And he saw that, oh, that's a Bible. I know this is a Bible. I heard that the Bible does you good. And he decided to sleep on it during the night time. And he had the best night sleep that he never had before. And then he decided, okay, let me tuck it in my jerkin and walk through the day. And he felt more warmth embrace. And finally, he decided, let me read it. He read about the Lord. He came to know who Lord is. And one night, when he was sleeping in the bed, in the early hours, he was woken up and he saw three men appearing before him. And he said, "Yes, I know. You are the Father, you are the Son, and you are the Holy Spirit." And the middle one said, "Yes, just to follow me, Chris." That was the day he committed his life to God. And he started following God after that. And he is now doing a great work, rescuing young people from their thug life. And the judges, during his imprisonment period, they used to give this verdict to the youngsters, those who have done crime. They used to say, "You young man, I'm going to sentence your life with Cristambriano for 12 months. That is the punishment the young men were having. At the end, they were all coming to know the Lord. This is similar like Abraham saw. The Lord appeared before him and he saw three persons. There are many evidences in the Old Testament saying that God is three in one. God, Son and Holy Spirit existence even before the creation. And God himself uttered, "Let us go and make man in our image." Why should he say that? But there was a confusion in the Old Testament. And the Old Testament leaves us with the two questions. One is about the Messiah. Whether the Messiah is a divine one or a human one. There are few passages in the Old Testament confirming that he is human. And there are few passages denoting that the Messiah will be divine. And we get the answer in the New Testament that it is a both. And there was a second question. The second question is about the Holy Spirit. Old Testament readers, people, they could not find a clear answer about the Holy Spirit, whether the Holy Spirit is a thing or a person, whether the Holy Spirit is it or he. They were confused. Some passages again saying that the Holy Spirit is it. This is the false emanating of God. The Holy Spirit can come out upon people. But there are a few passages confirming, saying that you're grieving the Holy Spirit. Now, we cannot grieve a thing. We can grieve only the person. The Holy Spirit is a person. And these questions are get answered in the New Testament. And the New Testament scholars, like most of them are Jewish people, we know that. But about 5 to 6 of these New Testament authors, they have confirmed, they have used the same Deuteronomy verse 6. 6 verses 4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord God is one." And Jesus himself has used that verse, Deuteronomy 6:4. So there is no change to it. The God is one. But God exists in three persons. And it is confirmed in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, we can see the bliss of Trinity working together in Jesus' life. Firstly, it was in the birth or incarnation of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will come on you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. So we can see the Holy Spirit will come on you and the God is speaking through Holy Spirit and the Son of God is holy. So you can see the existence of three in his birth. And the second thing we can see in his baptism. When Jesus was baptized, Jack, can you please? And when he was coming out, we know this verse. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and enlightening on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." God is speaking through the voice. The Holy Spirit is descending like a dove on whom? Jesus Christ. You can see the work of Trinity, the existence of Trinity, the togetherness. Before in the Old Testament, they were all separated. But in the New Testament, they are together. And the bliss in the work of Jesus, we can see that. And the next one is the transfiguration of the mount. When he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." The son is Jesus Christ, and the cloud covering the Moses and Elijah. So Holy Spirit in the form of cloud, dove, fire, we have seen that. And God is speaking through voice. There is a Trinity there. There is a Trinity in the salvation. That is a beautiful thing that we can rejoice today. For God so loved the world. He loved us so much, so he sent his son. And the son came down to die for us, to take away our sins. We know these happenings, but yet we don't know, we didn't recognize then who was our father. The Holy Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you will live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about you your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, "Abba, Father." The Holy Spirit is helping us to recognize who our Father is. Father sent the Son. Son died for us. The Holy Spirit is revealing us, teaching us who the Father is. Can you see the work of Trinity? They are relationship together, and they are working for our good, and they are including us in their relationship. That is the mystery. It's very difficult to understand, but we are worshiping the true God, God in three persons, God, Son, and Holy Spirit. Shall we pray?